Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
You know she's been drinking okra. There's no way. There's no way. I'm just putting it out there. There is no way. That's Kumba and Khumutso and Glenn in the afternoon. And we've got a very juicy topic today on Drive Moment. Is it fair? Mina, just shoot. Is it fair for bridesmaids and groomsmen to pay for their own wedding outfits? Let's think about the cost of living and the kind of things that you might need. For guys, shoes, suits. I heard Nyadlala, most of us, matches go up 5 rand.
Yeah.
Women, it's kind of complicated. It's even worse. Right? We are
very
not looking
so.
At only at the clothes. You look at other things. The hair,
shoes.
The nails, the what. What if it's 2 days?
Makeup. They don't do their own makeup when they're getting married. They will have a makeup artist to come through. Maybe charge us 700 rand per face.
Yeah.
So if there's five of them, do the math.
So generally, the makeup, the bride will take care of because she buys a package.
Yeah.
So she'll buy a package of bride's makeup, family makeup, and bridesmaid makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe about a package of like a 10,000 for makeup.
Would right? 10?
Yeah. And then about a 10,000 for makeup because it depends how big your family is and how big your wedding party is. For me, things that we can negotiate if I'm the bride is items for hire. If we are hiring, maybe I should be picking up that bill because they'll never use that item again.
Mm, okay.
But things like shoes that you will then use, I am hoping that I'm calling on my bridesmaid, my friends.
Mm.
Not to take advantage of them.
And you're looking at 6 people at least. Three guys and three females.
100%. So yeah. I am hoping that I'm calling on people that actually are my people.
Your friends, yes.
Because I don't think my friends would be complaining too much about what they need to do when it comes to helping, when it comes to the wedding.
Yeah.
But I also think that you should not be taking full advantage of that situation.
Mm.
And they are now paying for everything. Now the bridesmaid unali a bill of 5,000 rand.
Mm.
Yadieta, clothes, makeup, hair. They were always going to do their hair. So if I'm not dictating your hairstyle, and you were always going to do the hairstyle you were going to do.
No, but I do agree with you, especially when it comes to shoes.
Yeah.
Like, you will wear those shoes.
It's your
clothes. Because Jess was suggesting, I know, you can actually just buy, you pay for the material. Girl, Jess, do you know how costly a material is?
But at the same time,
these are your friends, man.
These are your friends.
Ahmed.
And I feel like my friends should be helping me get married.
Absolutely.
Is it?
So, chance.
How do we help you? Thank you.
Okay,
you buy a suit.
Please, buy your own suit.
Where is it?
Buy your own suit. Buy your own shoes.
Mm.
In fact, look how you want to look.
Mm.
Look decent.
Okay, so maybe give them a theme color.
A theme.
And then they stick to it.
Pela.
They are way.
And I know Gucci for a fact. That's
not a bad idea. If I get married, I'm doing that.
Yeah, you'll use the suit anytime, anyway. And obviously, I'll choose the colors that I know that you'll use them in the near future. There's church, there's funerals. You can wear your suit again.
A funeral in Vodi. So I remember, I hardly ever go to what?
Okay, that's fine.
I hardly ever go to weddings and stuff, but I know I was, I went to a wedding. It was a friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Bob was getting married. Bob. And you know, we decided to buy ourselves our own clothes.
Yeah.
There were about 6 of us. But I was not going to get a suit because I'm anti suits. But I did make a contribution. I bought myself a suit, shoes,
man.
And everything, you know, to make life easier even for them. Because 6 people, guys.
It's a lot.
It is a lot for you to churn out. But and I also think that even as brides and grooms, also be wary. If you had to pick up the tab, how much can you afford?
Because
if you can afford only 3 groomsmen and 3 bridesmaids, then take only 3 so that if you know that they don't have maybe the money that you're looking for, the style that you're looking for, people marry. I mean, hunal di soiree these days, guys, and baby gender reveal. Some people really want people to splurge.
Mm.
Then you can splurge on their behalf instead of expecting somebody to go buy a Louis Vuitton heel as a bridesmaid when they don't generally wear that expensive shoe, you know.
Gotcha.
So be fair.
Yeah, no. Akomoso, a female had to take over this one.
Yo. Yeah, yeah. Yo. It shows you.
Yo, see, I'm just
when we get married as I'm out, we don't have a say.
You guys don't care, actually.
What scares me the most, what scares me the most about marriage is the fact that men and women don't even look at marriage the same way. When women talk about marriage, it's a happy occasion. I'm getting married, I got my ring, I got my colors picked out, I got four of my fat friends to stand next to me. But it's not the same for the men. When men talk about marriage with our friends, it sounds like something you get diagnosed with. Did you hear what happened to Charles? No, what? He's getting married. No! I just seen him last week. When did he find out? She told him yesterday at dinner. Is there anything that we could do for him? No, the invitations already went out. There's nothing we can do.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Taking your calls. Drive moment today. Is it fair for bridesmaids and groomsmen? I get a little bit of
to pay.
Yeah, to pay for the
Nah, I once declined the invitation to be a bridesmaid. The wedding was going to happen in Venda, and I was based in Cape Town. So when I calculated the cost, yeah, I was like, it's going to be too much, because I still had to cover the dress, the shoes, the makeup, the hair. And now also on top of that, flights. So I was like, nope, please excuse me, I won't be able to do that. So yeah, it becomes too much even for you as a person, rather than also the bride themselves.
So the funny thing is, she talks about flights. There's still another 520 kilometers.
Imagine. I wanted to say that, Glenn, when people get married, do they understand the cost that they are causing other people that are surrounding them?
I know, that's why, Kiro, you need to be fair. So if you want, like, Angie's my cousin and I love her and I want her to be part of my wedding party, but Angie lives in Cape Town.
Yeah.
It's only fair to say, cuz, I want you to be here, but the cost as it is, are looking at this, I will not be angry if you decline.
Yeah.
You as the cousin as well, you have every right to say, cuz, I love you, you know I do, but looking at everything, cuz, I truly want to be present. I cannot be a bridesmaid and be present at the same time.
Because that's the travel alone is about 4K.
Ibile, then. Now it's
minimum.
12.
Yes, minimum. Yes, sir.
Now it's
12,000. Yo.
Traveling.
As soon as you eat.
Are
we forgetting the food? Let's not forget the food, y'all.
You still have debit orders coming in the next 2 weeks after Lomshad.
Imagine throwing the savings for someone else's wedding. Like, guys, no.
It's your cousin. Tatanga marriage galoko mpulapuli tatanga bridesmaids ne what's the male
groomsmen
galoko good. Is it fair that they pay for themselves is suits zabo ne shoes zabo ne makeup yabo?
Guys, when I got married on 2022 in October, I had five bridesmaids.
Sure.
And the budget, we were looking at 10,000 per person.
Yeah.
And what I did on my side, I bought the material for their dresses.
Okay.
And I also bought them, you see those night dresses, the gown and slippers that they're gonna wear during the preps. That's what I covered. But the rest of everything, the hair, the makeup, the tunang, the person who's going to do the dresses, it had to come from their pockets. But I also didn't want them to do two, because our wedding was 2 weekends, one in Joburg, one in Limpopo. So they had to do Joburg, and the other one I excused them because it was going to be too much for them to do a traditional dress and the first dress.
I support this theme of buying your own suit, especially if we all have plans of getting married. Pela now, Inje, if it's your 10 or my 10, and now you'll do the same. It's
two
only a problem
others.
If your friends are not going to get married. You know, I have a friend of mine, he's got 4 kids now, he doesn't have a car. I was telling him, with my car is now known at these hospitals, but I mean, I don't have a child, so it mustn't be like that. Yeah, get married once, not shot, you know, 10. So divorce and food, so we are ganjalo ganjalo. Then that way it's fine. Because I am a machita, they just want to be getting married every now and then. So shala sewenzela masutu abo mos.
Ah, Khomotso, in an ideal world, we would all love hore the bride take care of the makeup. Mm. But the reality is, if you agree to be a bridesmaid, first of all, most brides, they choose their own fashion designers, okay, or rookies. So whether Odula Tembisa and Moto Rukisa Odula Koval, you'll have to travel from Tembisa to Val, get the measurements done on your own accord. So you pay for everything, makeup, clothes, material, shoes, hairstyle. The only thing that you're going to get for free is food. Or maybe alcohol.
Being a bridesmaid or groomsman is not a nice experience. I think I've done a couple of weddings, my friends' weddings, but yeah, it's heavy in the pocket. It's very heavy in the pocket, and you get people who want to dictate to you, which you do this, do that, the specific design, not knowing which or even factoring in the fact that which you still have to go to keep in Malia. It's very, very costly exercise. That's why I've made a decision, which is the day I get married, I'll just have my best man and the lady will have her maid of honor. That's it. People are there to enjoy the wedding and not to be texting, you know.
Aren't you supposed to have one designer?
Yeah, so that's what she's saying. That's what the other voice note was saying, that
generally
the bride will then choose a designer.
Yeah.
So Tlenike na Rukelang.
So
everybody can try a good Lenny and get their measurements and whatever and whatever and whatever. I do think, however, the last voice note saying that, yeah, no, but I mean, I want that. I just want one person next to me. I don't need anybody else. And if you agree, the worst is if your girl does want a wedding party, then Uber to wait four, and whenever you're stuck at one, hopefully they can reach like some nice compromise, then maybe two.
Hey, then I'm shot, don't
you? I admin le.
Guys, I mean, I always say, Patel, traditional, lobola, the rest of the change that you have, go on a honeymoon.
Absolutely.
Stop wasting money. People are not going to even appreciate the food that you cooked for them.
Ah,
wow.
Ah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I'm a firm believer that if I cannot take care of the bills for the bridesmaids' outfits, rather don't have bridesmaids.
Got invited to the wedding. White shoes. I refused. I declined to go to the wedding. I said, I'm sorry. I can't wear white shoes. The dude had no say. The wife was calling the shot. Not me.
Mina ngenga tibaz tungisel, yes. But any design that they want in a color lay a umshad, so that they'll be able to wear those dresses again. Even the guys, they bought their own suits that they will be able to wear. Whether we think I'm a tiny, we think as long as we have a color, that's it. Because choose a level, but to a lay any, but that was my wedding.
Lenyala anke la ka last day le re feditse. The theme was Maxhosa t-shirts, ka di sutu tse black. Then later on when we do the toast and what wa di dikipa tsa la Costa ka di jeans tse white. Chelete re spendile mola. No. No yes, but tswa ba re bolaya. But hey, it's nice if you can buy something e ba neng sa tlo ya para futhi.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khomotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.